Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Saturday, June 8th, is time for the annual Cut Quarter Horse Sale, Woodward, Oklahoma, home of the Gold Seekers. There will be 55 two-year-olds, all colors, all sizes, and all started riding. There will be 70 geldings, and also in the offering are Stallion Prospects by Metallic Cat, One Time Pepto, Little Cat Olena, Sandman, High Drive Cat, Cat's Murata, Smart Boons, and Spots Hot. They will also have some Futurity Prospects by Pepto Boonsball, One Time Pepto, Sandman, and He's Right On. If it's a mare you're looking for, there are Daughters of Pepto Boonsball, Streak of Fling, Patty's Irish Whiskey, Dual Ray, One Time Pepto, and Rhinestone Bartender. There will be several rope horse prospects, many of which are eligible for the Pitzer Ranch Horse Invitational. Come enjoy the weekend and also take in the PRCA Woodward Elks Rodeo. The catalog of horses can be viewed on their Facebook page at Cut Quarter Horses LLC. For more information, call Renee at 580-256-6666 or 580-515-3133.
Well, cash cattle trades expected to show limited movement today, although light trade in Kansas City yesterday accelerated the timeline once again here in the South. Cattle that were traded on Monday sold for $113, and that's $2 more than last week's levels, and it ties to the market pressure in futures trade recently. Futures trade is expected mixed, though, today, with traders focusing on continued underlying pressure as August futures fell below $103 on Monday. Outside market direction is likely to spark some additional market shifts and volatility during early trade this morning. Moving to the hogs, early week pressure in the hog trade seems to be the most surprising of the livestock shifts yesterday, although the underlying tone of the complex remains extremely weak with growing uncertainty and uneasiness surrounding global trade. The fact that late summer and fall contracts felt the brunt of early week losses is causing some additional concern that additional downside pressure may be developing across the complex as traders backpedal from gains in March. On the grains, wheat prices were higher at the overnight open, but traded steadily lower throughout the night to sit on the lows of the day here early today. Better than expected condition ratings for both spring and winter wheat were a bit of a surprise to the trade. Spring wheat planting was estimated at 93% complete versus 93% expected, 84% last week and 96% average. Corn prices sharply higher out of the overnight gate, maintaining strength into the session this morning. One must look no further than the weekly crop progress report and the continued delays in the eastern Corn Belt for the upside catalyst. 2019 is truly in uncharted waters, with a little over 30 million acres of corn left to plant as of the first week of June. Soybeans also higher overnight following corn's lead, but also beginning to write its own story as planting delays persist. Soybean planting progress estimated at just 39% complete versus 42% expected. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, June live cattle down 170, 106.75. August was down down 27 cents at 102.80. August feeder cattle up 37 cents, 133.50. September up 5 cents at 134.12. And June hogs down 15 cents, 81.57. Kansas City wheat, July was up 13 and 3 quarters yesterday, 486 and 3 quarters. September up 14 cents at 498 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat, July was up 16 and 3 quarters at 519 and 3 quarters. September was up 16 and a quarter at 526. July corn down 2 3/4 at 424 1/4. September was down 2 1/4 cents, 433 3/4. July soybeans up a penny and a quarter at 879. August was up 1 1/4 cents, 885 3/4. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.